Welcome to day 22 of National Podcast Post Month. Here on the Odd Out Podcast, where I'm giving you bite-sized bits of this shit that I normally do on this show for 30 days straight, if it kills me. And today, it kind of feels like it is, because, man, I wasn't very smart today, especially on a day where I got to work. So if you are a regular listener, you are aware that earlier in the year, we made a commitment. It's what we called back when we were hiding our Disney vacation from the boys. We kept referring to it as garage renovations. And then in the process of all of that, we actually decided to actually do some garage renovations and got a storage unit, pulled all the stuff out of our garage, and bought a bunch of hanging shelves and a workbench and a bunch of stuff to clean up and reorganize the garage. Well, I have yet to build any of those shelves. Most of the stuff has come out of the garage, enough so I can do all the work I need to do, but we've been so busy with other stuff and actually going to Disney that I have yet to actually hang any of these shelves. At this point, I think I actually have enough shelves to ring my entire garage. I'm pretty sure I have enough shelves to go all the way around my garage with drop down hanging shelves. So I need to do that. Well, today, with the boys all home on Thanksgiving break all week and just having the motivation, I guess, I'm like, nope, I got to take advantage. The boys are home. We need to do some shit. So I got up and built my workbench, which I knew everything I heard said it takes about an hour to do because the sides are preassembled. The lid is preassembled. For the most part, you just have to kind of put the leg side pieces, mount that to the top, and, you know, put kind of like the couple of the track pieces in, mostly just kind of put the framework together and build the drawers and put it together. Well, it's also in a giant box, you know, packed with styrofoam and all this stuff, and it's garbage day, and so I've got the boys, you know, running trash and doing all this stuff, but also as I'm unpacking this whole thing, like, okay, take all this styrofoam and cardboard and shit and get it packed into the dumpsters, because I do not need a shit storm of styrofoam all over my garage. And then proceeded to build this workbench. Well, you know, it's one of those things where you get a tiny little wrench, and then, like, I'm boring, like, you know, 3-inch bolts into, I don't know what kind of wood, but straight into this, you know, hardwood workbench. Very nice. And cranking down on this thing and just, you know, that tiny little fucking IKEA looking wrench to do all this. And I have Allen wrenches that I could use for this, except they are even bigger than the stupid little wrench, and I'm working in tight little corners on the sides, and so I can't get my nice good wrenches, so I end up having to crank down on this stupid little thing and hold, like, pull on, and I ended up snapping the stupid little Allen wrench. I've never done that. I've had to use those things in some pretty tight situations on building furniture before. I've never snapped the Allen wrench that came with my furniture. So that's a first for me today. But also, I'm up and down and hunched over and, you know, cranking down, you know, tightening the lid of the top of the workbench down onto the sides and sitting there trying to get drawers straightened up and put together. And it turns out one of the sliding tracks on one of the drawers was messed up. And so it busted the whole thing. And so now I've got to replace the piece of track because I'm not about to go and say, oh, I need to file a, it's a warranty problem. No, I just want to fucking go get some new track. But so I didn't put one of the drawers in. But, you know, hour and a half probably took. Because in the process, I also had to clean the garage and rearrange some stuff to give myself working space. But I had to do all that. But I successfully took the first step in our garage renovations today by building my workbench and cleaning up the garage in a way where I believe I can effectively move on to hanging shelves. Now I just need to go back to storage and get my ladders. But It's a step. It's a small step, but it's a step in the right direction. I'm not going to be able to get shit done tomorrow because tomorrow's Wednesday and it's the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm going to have to be getting rolls made and whipped cream made for my pies. And I made pies today. And that was the other thing. All of that plus making pies. I am so fucking tired right now. It's a work day. I should have been sleeping, but I was being a productive asshole. What the hell is wrong with me? Damn it. Now I've got to make dinner and get ready for work. Shit. Well, I got to get out of here. So until tomorrow, I know, really quick one, in and out, quick story, build some shit, made some pie. Bye. I will see you tomorrow. Oddballs. Thank you. And good night.